Welcome to Dallas Foster Forum. Glad to see everybody out here. We're dedicated to bringing philosophy, ideas, and intellectual discussion to an interested audience in the DFW area. I'm Rob Olson. I want to thank everybody for coming out. We meet on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month from September through May. So do we have any first-time visitors? Okay, several of you all. Okay, how would you hear about us?
Through a friend.
Through a friend.
Through our
speaker. Okay, how about you ladies back there? How'd you hear about us?
Google.
What?
Google.
Okay. I think you said Goodwill. Goodwill. So Mr. Google, okay, so you typed in philosophy and then Dallas?
That's what I did, but
voila, we appeared. And how about you, sir?
My wife found it on Meetup. She just wanted to get me out of the house, I think.
So she found it, and she sent you so she could watch her TV show that she wants to watch?
Exactly.
All right. Very good. Okay, so if you haven't paid, go ahead and do so after the lecture. The cost is $5, and if you're a student with an ID, it's $2. And if you want to become a subscriber, the cost is $35 for 6 months' worth of lectures. Also, every once in a while, someone might forget to inadvertently forget to pay their bill. So make sure you take care of your bill before you leave, and be generous with your wait staff. We appreciate that very much. Okay, so we have a fall schedule for 2015. Does everybody have a copy? It's on our website. If you want a copy afterwards, I've got more copies, and I think you'll find a lot more intriguing topics as we progress during our fall semester. So we have a website that has all this information. It's www.philosophersforum.org. And you can sign up for our email list, and then there's also a link to get updates on meetings at meetup.com. And also we're looking, if anyone wants to help volunteer for our association, we would love that. If you're active in social media, if you know a lot about social media or can help us with our website, that would be very helpful. See one of our board members, Ken Sauter is our AV, David Drum is our treasurer, and then I'm president this year. So anyway, our speaker is going to speak for about 45 minutes and then open up for questions. I wanted to mention something I normally don't bring up, but this is a controversial topic, and a few years ago we had someone speak on this topic, and a couple of people, some of the questions got a little bit strident. So I just want to, you know, remind everyone that Dr. Farrar is our guest, and we want to make sure we keep our questions civil and polite, and that we're here to learn. We're here to understand other people's positions on this very important issue. So enough said on that. And then also, please turn off your cell phone and put it on vibrate mode at this time. We're very privileged to have Dr. John Farrar with us. Ferrer with us tonight. Dr. Ferrer is a former adjunct professor at Texas Wesleyan, where he taught classes on ethics, world religions, and church history. He also taught at Pantego Christian Academy in Arlington. He's been engaged in several theological debates over the last few years here in Dallas and elsewhere. Always representing the theist position, I'm sure. He received his PhD in body ethics, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that, John. Maybe some people are interested in that. PhD in...
The dissertation was on body ethics,
okay. At Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He'll be speaking this evening on themes of injustice and sexism in the abortion debate. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. John Ferrer.
I'm a glutton for punishment. I like to pick topics that are controversial, hard-hitting, but hopefully I will be able to maintain a grace and understanding that we can actually collectively be benefited tonight. But I debated August 9th on the problem of evil, which you probably know is another one of those easy topics. And then God's existence, I'll be debating that one in November. And just to maintain my my streak, I figured I'd discuss abortion today, because I wouldn't want to let my fans down. By all measures, the pro-lifers are winning. I'm going to start at the first paragraph beneath the abstract here. By all measures, the pro-lifers... Am I scrolling down?
You can.
Okay. Actually, would it be okay for you to do this?
I'm going to go fast enough, and
okay.
My wife can tell you that I do not multitask well, and everybody would be worse for it if you had me trying to multitask.
Well, is that too far down?
That's good. So by all measures, the pro-lifers are winning. Week to week, states are introducing pro-life-friendly legislation, adding countless restrictions to women's reproductive health. In the last 4 years, Guttmacher Institute reports 231 abortion-restricting laws were passed at the state level, an average of 56 per year over that period. Compare this spike to the average of about 20 per year over the prior two decades. Pro-choice sentiment is spoiling, and the spotlight of bad press and political trends aren't helping. The Christian Coalition and the conservative resurgence in the 1990s swung a huge religious voting bloc from moderately pro-choice to radically pro-life. And more recently, Fox News and the Tea Party joined in, tugging at disenchanted moderates and voiceless conservatives till they became passionate, outspoken pro-life conservatives. And just this summer, the Center for Medical Progress began releasing undercover videos about Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. Media headlines broadcast the story with allegations of barbarism, torture, illegal manipulation of abortion procedures, and illegal profiteering. A flaming scandal was born. This flame has risen even to Congress with live proposals to federally defund Planned Parenthood. The House already approved the bill pending investigation. There have been no formal criminal charges, but the court of public opinion is more than willing to convict them. Of course, Planned Parenthood has long been a regular target by pro-lifers. Planned Parenthood exposed a project of live action, and Lila Rose alleged that Planned Parenthood has covered up sexual abuse, sex trafficking, performed illegal late-term abortions, and encouraged young teens to experiment in BDSM. If you don't know what that is, ask someone. Do not Google it. Bad idea. That's bondage. Let me see if I... There's different references of people saying what it means, but essentially 50 Shades of Grey and beyond, if that says anything. Planned Parenthood has even taught sex-positive classes to college students, certifying its graduates as licensed sexperts, because if there's anything college students need, is more encouragement to be sexually active. You can laugh, it's okay. Anyway. And by one representative's testimony, Planned Parenthood would even suggest negligent infanticide in the event of a botched abortion, provided the mother consents. You might have seen the video for this. This lady might have actually been out on her own. She was speaking as a representative of Planned Parenthood, but I imagine that the public relations department has been trying to deal with that. She said it should be left up to the mother and the doctor. If an abortion is botched, the baby is born alive, what to do with it? And she said that should be for the mother and the doctor to decide, even if it's now out of the womb. Now, in spite of all this negative press, Planned Parenthood remains the single largest abortion provider in the country, has enjoyed resounding support from their friends and affiliates, and is probably not going anywhere. Planned Parenthood is deeply rooted and wields their influence powerfully. Nevertheless, the pro-choice brand has taken some major hits. Planned Parenthood has long based their case on justice for women, i.e. recognizing basic rights of life, liberty, privacy, and property. But in light of recent trends, their crowning argument, the justice argument, is just not enough. The pro-choice position is a lot more than just Planned Parenthood. The political left is an even bigger player. The Democratic Party, along with progressives, socialists, and various shades of liberals, have overwhelmingly favored a pro-choice platform. Pro-choice positioning is not universal among liberals, but it's still such a powerful majority that the 2012 election year was able to showcase the slogan, "Stop the Republican War on Women." You could get a bumper sticker. You could probably, they're probably discount because they say 2012, so. Abortion choice is a pillar in that.